Washington County in southeast Ohio has more injection wells storing wastewater from oil and gas drilling than the entire state of Pennsylvania. Some people there are worried the waste could contaminate the community's drinking water. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports.
Bob Wilson has been working in oil and gas since the mid-70s, long before the fracking boom revolutionized the industry. His family owns 170 conventional, vertically drilled oil and gas wells, most between Marietta and Belpre in Washington County. But since 2019, after an injection well was drilled nearby, 50 of them have stopped producing oil and gas and started pulling up sludgy wastewater instead. To him, the cause seemed obvious. He called the Ohio Department of Natural Resources to report the problem.
And I told him, I said, you guys are getting disposal water in my wells. And they just completely ignored me. They said, it's not possible, can't happen, click.
Several of Wilson's neighbors started losing wells to wastewater, too. 4 years ago, one of them joined Wilson in suing a number of injection well companies. After a lower court dismissed his suit, Wilson appealed, and another court ruled in his favor. Now, those companies appealed, and the cases are awaiting decisions from the Ohio Supreme Court. But Wilson says no matter what happens, the damage can't be undone.
They violated, you know, our business. They've ruined my business. They've ruined my life.
The ODNR declined to comment by deadline, but a 2020 report from the department concluded the wastewater found in Wilson's well did, in fact, come from the injection site. According to the ODNR, Redbird Development LLC, which owned the site, voluntarily modified the injection well and temporarily stopped using it because of an unrelated pump issue. Now, as Wilson mourns his hurting business, he has another mounting concern. The contamination of his wells is proof that fracking wastewater is migrating underground, and he worries it could get into the drinking water supply. He's not alone. David Jeffrey teaches courses on petroleum geology at Marietta College.
It seems pretty clear that the fluids are not staying where they're supposed to stay. It looks like they are migrating through fractures, whether they are natural fractures or induced fractures or faults.
In its 2020 report, the ODNR said it's unlikely brine could directly migrate into local aquifers given the composition of rock layers in the area. Jeffrey agrees. He says what's more likely is that the brine could migrate into an unplugged orphaned well and then travel into drinking water reserves from there.
There are thousands of orphaned wells around here, which are just wells that, you know, they might have been drilled more than 100 years ago, and only the landowner might know that they're there or not.
Deep Rock Disposal Solutions, which owns the injection wells near Marietta, did not answer my calls, but they passed my number on to Matt Dole, a consultant for the Accountability Project Institute, a 501c4 nonprofit with undisclosed donors that's advocated against state and local Democratic candidates. He says the number of reported leakages is tiny compared to the number of injection wells in the country.
It is a lower percentage than the number of people who die on their bike going down the street every year. It is so minuscule that we think it's wrong to ask the government to regulate.
The ODNR suspended at least 6 injection wells in southeast Ohio's Noble and Athens counties in 2023 after fracking wastewater migrated out of intended injection well zones. For Bob Wilson, that's enough to be concerned about, especially as the ODNR approves additional injection well sites just 2 miles from Marietta's aquifers.
We care about what's happening with the water situation and everything here because we live here. It's not just our business. We want to stop it because this is where we live. It's where our families live.
In Marietta, I'm Erin Gottsacker.